Listen now to a selection of news articles from around the world, from an incredible find in Egypt to the story of a Japanese student who got top marks for handing in a blank paper.
A very fishy bioplastic. UK. A UK graduate has won a top design award for creating a biodegradable alternative to plastic, using organic waste from the fishing industry. Lucy Hughes, 23, found a way to combine fish skin and scales with red algae to make a translucent, flexible material called Marinatex. The fishing industry produces more than 50 million tons of waste annually. Lucy says that the waste from just one Atlantic cod could produce 1,400 Marinatex bags. Her invention earned her the £2,000 UK prize of the James Dyson Award.
Human mini brains may feel pain. USA. Scientists may have crossed an ethical line by growing brain organoids and, in some cases, transplanting them into animals, US researchers say. Organoids are minuscule 3D versions of organs grown in a lab for research. Some of these mini-brains, however, have developed spontaneous brain activity, similar to that seen in premature babies, a discovery that has left some scientists hesitant. If there's even a possibility of the organoid being sentient, we could be crossing that line, said Ilan Ohayon of the Green Neuroscience Laboratory in San Diego. We don't want people doing research where there is potential for something to suffer.
US state says no fur. USA. California will become the first U.S. state to ban the sale and manufacture of new fur products under legislation recently introduced by its governor. The law will stop residents selling or making clothing, shoes, or handbags with fur, starting from 2023. Fashion designers, including Versace, Gucci, and Giorgio Armani, have stopped, or say they plan to stop, using fur. But the U.S. fur industry is unlikely to stay quiet. According to the most recent data available from the Fur Information Council of America, the fur industry generated $1.5 billion in sales in 2014.
What a lot of mummies! Egypt. Egyptian archaeologists have found 30 perfectly preserved, elaborately decorated sarcophaguses in Luxor, and yes, they have mummies inside. The 3,000-year-old wooden coffins, believed to have belonged to a group of priests and their families, were discovered just 200 metres from the famous Hatshepsut temple in the Valley of Kings. Hidden under a metre of sand, presumably to protect them from robbers, the sarcophaguses are the biggest ancient coffin find in over a century.
Student gets A for invisible essay. Japan. A girl studying ninja history at Japan's Mie University got top marks for handing in a blank sheet of paper. Amy Haga, 19, used the ninja technique of aburidashi. She soaked soybeans overnight and squeezed them into a paste to make an ink that became invisible on drying. The words only appeared when her professor, who had promised extra marks for creativity, followed her instruction to heat the paper. The technique was something I learned through a book when I was little, Haga told BBC News.
A steak in space, Israel. A piece of beef produced from a 3D printer 400 kilometers from Earth. That's the incredible exploit achieved by Israeli food technology startup Alep Farms on the Russian segment of the International Space Station. Bovine cells were harvested on Earth and taken to space, where they were grown into small-scale muscle tissue using a 3D bioprinter. We are proving that cultivated meat can be produced anytime, anywhere, in any condition, Didier Toubia, the chief executive of Alep Farms, told The Guardian newspaper.